This is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's thought on the Parsha. This week's Parsha, Parshas Yisro, focuses a great deal on the giving of the Torah to the Jewish people. When Hashem initially offers the Torah to the Jewish people through Moshe, Hashem tells Moshe to go and speak to Beis Yaakov, the house of Yaakov, and to tell the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel. Why the repetition, the house of Yaakov and the children of Israel? Rashi explains, based on the interpretation of our sages on this verse, that Beis Yaakov, the house of Yaakov, refers to the women, and Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, refers to the men. There's a lot of discussion around these two ideas and these two parts of the Jewish people, but I'd like to focus on one thing right now, and that is the fact that the women are referred to as the house of Yaakov, while the men are referred to as the sons of Israel. Why are the women referred to as the house of Yaakov, while the men are referred to as the children of Israel? Wouldn't it have been appropriate to say the daughters of Yaakov and the children of Israel? Why the house of Yaakov? I'd like to share with you an insight from the great Rabbi Meir Shapiro of Lublin, a very great rabbi who lived in pre-World War II Europe, was the founder of the Daf Yomi, the Folio a Day worldwide learning, Talmud learning program. And he approached this question by giving a parable, a metaphor, of a person who has a sore throat and is looking for a cure for the sore throat. And he says that there are two ways that a person would cure the sore throat. One way is by taking medicine, pills, or perhaps lozenges, throat drops, to cure the sore throat. The other way was by going into a room that was prepared with special aromas and spices and medicines in the air. I'm not that familiar with medicine of those times, but I guess one may compare it to the modern day equivalent of going into a steam room in order to help one's breathing and one's cough. And by imbibing, being in that environment and imbibing the air in there, one's throat, one's cough, one's breathing would be hopefully cured or certainly made a lot better. The difference between these two approaches, one of them is eating or taking into oneself the throat drop or the medicine, and the other one is just being within the environment of the room that is created, and by being in that environment, in that airspace, one's throat would get better. Explain to Rabbi Shapiro that the Talmud tells us that for men, a major focus is Torah study. For women, the major focus is not supposed to be Torah study, and in fact, traditionally, according to the Talmud, women are not encouraged to engage in in-depth Torah study, while they are supposed to study Torah to some degree, but Torah study has been more the focus of men throughout our history, and that is the approach that the Talmud advocates. While a long discussion of this idea is not our focus right now, but what is relevant is that, Rabbi Shapiro said, that the Talmud says that the way to combat the evil inclination is through Torah study. Well, he said, that's very nice for the men who are engaged in Torah study. But what are the women supposed to do? And he explained that the men are like taking the pills to cure the illness. By studying the Torah, by bringing the Torah into themselves, they're able to combat the evil inclination. For the women, however, their major focus is creating the Jewish home, creating an environment that will raise, inculcate, and create a space that will foster the Jewish nation, the current generation, and the next generation, taking the past generation, linking it to the present, moving it towards the future. It is their focus and their life is to create that environment that will ensure the continuation of the Jewish people. Being in that environment of sanctity, of holiness, the rarefied atmosphere of a Jewish home, that itself combats the challenges that exist outside in the world. While the men are taking, so to speak, the pills of the Torah study, the women live in a rarefied atmosphere, and that itself provides the cure for the challenges and the temptations of the world around us. Obviously, different people have different approaches to things, but we need to focus on this idea given to us by Rabbi Shapiro, that the Torah manifests itself in different ways. For some, the Torah making a person different is through the study of it. By others, it's being in the proper environment, an environment of sanctity and of holiness, and of being in a space where one is sheltered from the outside influences and is cured and is influenced by the positive and the holiness and the sanctity of creating an environment that is connected to God and that is a type of space that will encourage growth and spiritual perfection. I hope you enjoy this message. I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.